Really? Another game studio is laying off? Xbox continues to unite its player base. Which game title is leaving Steam and heading over to Epic Game Store now? All of that and more in this episode. Welcome to episode 7 of Christian Gaming Podcast, the gaming podcast focused on putting God before gaming and being more mindful of our faith while we are gaming. You can follow the show on Twitter at @A_CG Podcast. You can email the show at achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. It is February 21st, 2019, and I am your host, Raina Swiftsage. You can follow me on Twitter at @RainaPlays. Welcome back to episode 7. It's crazy to know that I've already made it to episode 7, but it's not that hard when I'm, you know, doing them whenever I feel like. So it's taking a little while for me to get back behind the mic because I've been sick. My little germ carriers have infected me. So if I sound a little stuffy, that is why. All right, we're going to hop right into Daily Bread. Here we go. All right, man does not feed on bread alone. So make sure you get your Bible study on before you hop in game. So when I was doing a Bible study on Lot's wife, I had a God-inspired aha moment. I did the best that I could to paraphrase the story. You know, it's hard to just pick and choose where you're going to stop and start the parable in the story without taking forever to read it. So I have included the scriptures. If you want to go right to where I'm going to be reading from, it starts in Genesis chapter 18. This is a summary, okay, of the biblical account of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. You can read the Bible story in Genesis starting, like I said, at chapter 18, and I'm starting at verse 16. So during the time of Abraham, there were three angels that came to visit him, and two of the angels decided to go to Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, they decided to go there because the place was very shisty. It was full of sin. They kept getting, you know, the Lord kept getting reports, and he told Abraham, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin is so grievous that I will go down and see what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. And that come from Genesis 18:20. God also told Abraham that he would spare the people and not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if Abraham was able to find even 10. Well, if God was able to find even 10 people who were righteous. That is from Genesis 18:32. So when the two angels went to check out the city and save Lot from the city, because he was the only really known nice family in the town, Lot found the two gentlemen and invited them in to stay at his home because it was not safe for them to be on the streets. The streets were full of mean, angry, sinful people. So once the townspeople figured out that there were two strangers staying at Lot's house, they became very angry and they tried to break into Lot's home, and the angel struck the men blind so they could not find how to get in through the door. So the two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here? Son-in-laws, sons, daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it." That comes from Genesis 18:12. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-laws, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city." But his son-in-laws thought he was joking. So, sorry about your luck, buddies, but they got left behind. So, with the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife, your two daughters who are here. You will all be swept away when the city is punished." So, when he hesitated, the men grabbed his hands and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of the angels had said, "Flee for your lives. Do not look back. Do not stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." That is in Genesis 14:17. As Lot's family fled Sodom and Gomorrah, God rained down burning sulfur into the city. all the men, the animals, the vegetation were destroyed. The angels warned Lot and his family to not look back on Sodom and Gomorrah. Once they left, but his wife did not listen and was immediately turned into a pillar of salt when she looked back. As we grow in our walk with Christ, we need to keep our eyes on the horizon in front of us. When the angels warned all of them not to look back upon the sinful city, all of them obeyed the orders except for Lot's wife. Who do you think wanted them to look back? The enemy, the devil. He had already claimed the entire city of Sodom and Gomorrah, but he could not conquer Lot's family, even though they lived in this city steeped so heavily in sin. I can only think that the enemy planted a seed of doubt in all of their minds, and Lot's wife watered hers. Lot and his daughters trusted the orders from the angels and the Lord, but she could not resist looking back. The enemy wants us to look back. He wants us to look at where he has had his victories over us in our past. He wants us to focus on the sin of our past. He wants us to lose focus on God's promises for our future. So whenever you are feeling that the enemy is trying to plant a seed of doubt in your mind, trying to remind you of who you were, you need to remind him of who you are. You are a child of God. Remember the promises that God has written for you on your heart and keep growing and trusting in the Lord. Whatever you do, do not look back.
Heads up.
I don't think he knew that poll was there.
I don't think he knew that poll was there either, but I knew that this poll was here. I tweeted out under ACG Podcast on Twitter, what pay model do you prefer regarding game monetization? Do you like monthly subscriptions, free to play with microtransactions, or better known as freemiums? Do you like single purchases or single purchases with paid DLC? 36 votes this time, 36 participants, so that was cool. Got a bigger pool to pull. So we had 50% said one-time buy with paid DLC. That was the winner. 39% said one-time purchase. That's all you want to do. 3% said freemium. And 8% said subscription. So I think you can see the pattern here. People want to buy a game once. And 50% of them would pay for the DLC. So that is cool. I am among the 50%. Because I like that option. I used to have a World of Warcraft subscription for a very, very long time. And, you know, that becomes to be very, you know, like $15. And when you don't play and you gotta cancel it and all that, I really like the Guild Wars 2 model. And the games that do the one-time buy with paid DLC. The thing is, though, those games need to put out more DLC. They need to put out more content to keep their revenue in. So I wouldn't even mind, like, a hybrid of the one-time buy with paid DLC and then freemiums, where, like, you can buy cosmetic stuff, things like that. Because, you know, gaming companies and developers, they do need to keep the money rolling in, let's be honest. So... I do like that type of a model, but we also had some feedback from Mr. Iron Badger. He said, if the Lords expansion DLC, I'll pay for it. And the Donkey Boy at Donkey Boy Games said, I do like the Origin Access style subscription where you get a whole bunch of games for a small price a month. I agree, Donkey Boy. That is the way to go. That's a cool way too. So, and obviously on Twitter polls, I can only put 4 options, and then they only let my characters be like super teeny. So I do like that one. I do like that option. And then Honors Hammer at Honors Hammer on Twitter said, I have to scroll down because he did like a big thing. He said that WoW could work as a one-time purchase of the current expansion, and then each expansion after becomes DLC. I could definitely see that for sure. He also said, and the one time with DLC model would have been fantastic for Swartor. Then you would buy the base game with the Jedi Knight Sith Warrior story. Then each story after that or the class becomes DLC and the expansions become DLC. So that would be a really cool way to switch it up. So I agree. So thank you everybody for taking the time to participate in my poll. And if you would also like to get in on my poll, you can go to @_CG podcast. All right, this is what I have been doing in game. Well, I have been playing Ark with a side of Ark. Yeah, that's right. I've been having fun with my buddy Goon on my Ark server, Biscuits. We've added that simple human mod I was talking about last episode, and it has proven to be quite interesting. We have been having fun hunting down humans and taming them and bringing them home. And then they've been having babies. And it's the funniest thing in the world. It's so funny watching these characters in game just pop out babies. And we were so curious, like, what the babies were going to look like. Were they actually going to look like babies or what? The very first time one popped out, there were teeny tiny shrunken versions of the full character that you play, like the full size Ark character, but teeny tiny. And they already have gear on and like little melee weapons. It's hilarious. It cracks me up. So I have streamed some of it. I started streaming it today on my Twitch channel. I'm on Twitch at Reyna Plays, and I have made a couple highlight reels. So I've tweeted them out, and I've also put them on the show's Facebook page. So you can find the Christian Gaming Podcast on Facebook. So I don't have any likes over there. Nobody has even found that page yet, you know? I do post the show over there, and I've also been posting whatever funny clips and stuff from my gameplay on there. So that's fun. It is fun to watch because they are crazy. So, and I also was inspired by my friend Disney Girl that she's kind of burnt out on Guild Wars 2 and World of Warcraft, like a lot of people get. And she has, she was buying Elder Scrolls Online. And I did not know that they have gone subscription free now. Because I remember last year when some friends were playing, they're like, yeah, it's like $15 a month to play. So now Elder Scrolls Online, there is no subscription needed to play it. You can just buy the base game to start, and they have a lot of DLC that you can get and expansions and future expansions and stuff that you can buy and pre-order and all that jazz. But you can buy the base game for $20 and then you don't have to pay a subscription anymore. You can pay for their plus experience. It's like Elder Scrolls Plus or whatever, and you can pay the $15 for that. And from what I understand, I was watching a couple of videos on Elder Scrolls Online. They were saying that if you're just like a casual player, subscribing to that isn't really going to be beneficial for you. But if you're like a hardcore player and you want to play a lot and that's like your only game, it would probably behoove you to pay that subscription fee because there's a lot of perks that would come in handy for that. I'm excited to dive in. I've just been having fun, you know, playing with my simple humans in Ark. So, but I am going to be doing that. I've been checking out some other Ark, like RP servers and stuff too, because I've never done that successfully. So I've kind of wanted to try to jump back into that again. So I've had a couple suggested to me, so I'll let you know how that goes. But we're gonna be moving into our carrier pigeon. And that's where I have no intro still, because I'm a slacker. Oh, what is this? What is this? Oh, all right. It is my carrier pigeon time. Well, this carrier pigeon, it just flew in my studio window with a little note in its beak, and it wants to remind me to thank everyone, my friends new and old, who have come to join my Discord server. It's just a tiny little place to make it easier to join up with, you know, your buddies. Nothing crazy big, nothing special. I have like 3 channels. I want to keep it simple. It's just an easy way to pop in and say hi and get to new people. And it's a good place. Discord's free and you have an app for it on your phone. So I thought, why not make my own Discord channel and be able to just hop in game a lot easier. So you can join that if you'd like by going to reynaplays.com, and you can join that there. And you can also join my Ark server too. It's just a small thing. I like to keep it small, simple. So thank you everyone who has come over there to join us. And I appreciate that because it makes it so much easier to say, hey, how's it going? right, now we're into our gaming news. On Steam, Square Enix is part of the Publisher Weekend of Deals, and it runs from February 21st to February 25th. They have a lot of different games. They are the publishers for Left Alive and Tomb Raider and Shadowbringers, a whole bunch of Final Fantasy franchise stuff. Life is Strange 2. Like, you can get Tomb Raider right now, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, for $30. It's 50% off. Life is Strange 2 is only $3.99, down from $8. Just Cause 4 is 50% off. It's only $30. Dragon Quest Echoes of an Elusive Age is not $60. Right now, it's only $30. Like I said, the whole Final Fantasy stuff, Windows Edition is 50% off. You can get Stormblood Final Fantasy Online, $20. So they have all of their different Final Fantasy stuff, pretty much all about 50% off. Go in there and check that out on Steam. Once again, that's running from today, February 21st, to February 25th. All right, in January, Ubisoft announced that The Division 2 will be released on the Epic Games Store and not Steam. Some of its future PC releases will be given the same treatment. Ubi said at the time that it believes Epic will deliver a smooth journey from pre-ordering to release. The Epic's effort to disrupt the industry is something Ubisoft wants to support. So they love this boat rocket. Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot explained the company's reasoning for switching from Steam to Epic Games in their latest earnings call. Guillemot said, "There's a growing number of distribution platforms fighting for great content. With this deal, we saw an opportunity to increase players' exposure to our own store while at the same time supporting a partner that greatly values our games and provides materially better terms." He followed up by stating that early indications are supportive, as PC pre-orders are higher than the first Division, and pre-orders of the Ubisoft store are 6 times higher. They believe this deal is long-term positive for Ubisoft. Since the release of Apex Legends, the VR action game Apex Construct, which came out in March of 2018, has had its Steam page views soar to 4,000% in the past 2 weeks. Oh my. I wonder, can you figure out why? Can you figure out why that's happening? Well, it's reported that it has sold more copies in China in 1 week than it did for an entire year of 2018. Obviously, it has something to do with the fact that the two games share the same, word Apex in their title. Apex Legend released, but the VR action game Apex Construct has been out since March of last year, and nobody's making that connection. They're not even wondering, why they're paying $30 for a game that's supposedly supposed to be free to play. So, yeah. So obviously it has something to do with them sharing the name Apex in their title. Fast Travel Game Communication Manager Andreas Juliasson posted on Reddit that players who are searching for Apex Legends have stumbled across Apex Construct and paid for the game by mistake, which is really weird because, like I said, Apex Legend is free to play, so I don't know how they're, not doing that. The bummer side of this, though, is that the game Apex Construct is receiving bad reviews because these people who accidentally purchased it instead of Apex Legend feel duped. Talk about an unfair situation, in my opinion. It reminds me of the Pokemon gyms outside people's homes. They're playing Pokemon Go. People are just rolling up in their yard and they have no control over this, Bunch of strangers out in their business, So, yeah, Apex Construct has just kind of had no control. They're just kind of tossed into the middle of this because they share a similar name. People aren't paying attention. And then now they're getting mad that they didn't pay attention. I don't see how that's even a thing. But thankfully, Steam is looking into it. We have a couple tweets, one from World of Warcraft. They tweeted out, "The Kul Tiran humans and Zandalari trolls are joining the Horde and Alliance as playable races in their next content update." But nobody knows when that next content update is. But They're letting you know what to expect when it does drop. And Blizzard Entertainment tweeted, last year we were proud to host our first At Girls Who Code summer immersion program, and we are happy to do it again this year. Learn more, including how to apply for the free program, and I put the link in the show notes. Microsoft is definitely doing what it can to help their console players bust down platform walls in gaming. In 2016, Microsoft announced that it would no longer block cross-platform play for multiplayer games played on the Xbox One. In 2016, they also introduced Play Anywhere to allow customers the ability to play both the PC and the Xbox versions of a game with one single purchase. Now Microsoft has revealed that it will open up its Xbox Live platform to let players access their gaming achievement history, their friends list, their clubs, and more through games on the Nintendo Switch and mobile platforms. Kenya, did you hear that? Yeah, did you? In a console industry first, Paradox Interactive and Microsoft are allowing Xbox One players to get direct access to game mods created on the PC without any pre-approval from the console maker or the publisher, where they actually have needed it in the past. So this is a huge step. So they are definitely doing what they can to help bridge that gap for their console players, because that is just, that's awesome. But you're also going to run the risk of, you know, when they would have to have their stamp of approvals before any of that would be able to get through, you might run in the risk of some, you know, wonky mods, but who doesn't, right? Who doesn't? Guild Wars 2 studio ArenaNet is suffering heavy layoffs, but the game is said to continue. According to Kotaku, ArenaNet, the studio behind Guild Wars 2 and classic Guild Wars, is planning big layoffs. Kotaku reported that it acquired a memo that was sent by NCSoft CEO Sanji Yoon, where it stated that ArenaNet, as it is, was not sustainable and that the live game business revenue is declining as its franchise age, delays in development on PC and mobile have created further drains against their revenue projects, while their operating costs in the West have actually increased. So due to the cost cutting, it is said that NCSoft and ArenaNet are going to merge as part of the restructure. But if you are a person that plays Guild Wars 2, you might want to know that they are revealing a new mount that's coming to the game on February 26th. It is the Warclaw, a fearsome new cat mount that's created for combat and siege warfare. It will only be available in the World versus World, but it will also be usable in the rest of the game. So it comes with a variety of special abilities, including Evade, Battle Maul, and Chain Pull, each of which have been added to enhance the world versus world mechanics. So there's your silver lining. Let's just hope that NCSoft doesn't do what it's done to other MMOs in the past, like Ion and WildStar. Let's just hope. All right, now this is going to be my community spotlight. I've spotlighted a gaming blog option from Gaming with God, but now I also want to have a call to action for my listeners or anyone that you might know would be interested. I think it'd be kind of cool to do a part of a community spotlight with like little interviews. So like if you want to set up an interview with me and we can work that out. If you want to talk about, you know, what it is means to be a Christian and gaming, how you approach that, what kind of games you're interested in playing. Do you have a testimony that you want to share with my listeners? Because, you know, nothing is more important or more powerful when spreading what God has done in your life and how he's helped you and moved you. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, I think I want to give it a try. So just let me know at a Christian Gaming Podcast at gmail.com if that's something that you're interested in. If not, I will be scouring and looking and put my feelers out there to maybe hopefully line some up too. So it probably won't be like an every episode thing, but maybe like once or twice a month. I thought that would be cool. So that is my call to action. So if you could please help me out, or if you're interested, I don't bite. You know, all you'll need is TeamSpeak. Download that for free, and I got you. Everything else is covered. So just let me know if that's something you are interested in. And now we're going to go to what should we call it?
You know, if we're going to do this thing, we need to come up with a name, something.
Yeah, I know.
Something catchy, something.
I've been thinking about it.
Electric.
It just doesn't feel like...
What about? This is where I help you find a name for your guild, your tribe, your clan, your team, your group. And I have 10 options for you. So let's get started. Twilight Switchblades. This is a good one. Steward of the Rejects. Stewards of the Rejects. Ordinary Berserkers. Atonement of the Pure. Swords of the Joyful. I kind of like that one. I like that one. Swords of the Joyful. Torment of the Mighty. Tradition of the Strong. Charshade. Ooh, Funny Illusions. And... Banner Crushers. That's right. So there are your potential names. We're going to move into closing thoughts. As we go into our gaming realms this week, let us be intentional and mindful with our actions. What's something we can do to glorify God in game? Please let me know what you have come up with and send those ideas and any prayer requests to me at achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. They can be anonymous. They can be private. You know, just get it out there to our prayer warriors. And you can also DM or tweet the show at @A_CG podcast. I would like to send out a prayer request for my friend Iron Badger. If you could add him to your prayers, his girlfriend really needs our prayers. So if you could address that to Iron Badger and for his girlfriend, and God knows what she needs. And if you could pray for her, that would be amazing. And thank you very much for that. So, and also if you would like to follow me on Twitch, I am an inconsistent streamer. I'm just starting back up, but I do like to stream every now and then. And if you want to follow me on Twitch, you can follow me at Raina Plays. So yeah, I think that's all of my stuff. That's all of my things. So, hey, don't forget my call to action. All right. Don't forget that. Don't be afraid. Come on the show. You know, give me some ideas. It'd be great. So thank you guys. God bless and have a great day.